So, Jesus is on his way, and someone, we don't know the name, we don't know who, but someone said to Jesus, I'll follow you wherever you go. Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, birds have nests. Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And in a bit, Jesus saw another person and he said, follow me. This time it was not a volunteer, but someone Jesus pointed to and said, follow me. And he said, first, let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their dead. Proclaim the kingdom of God. Then another came. He said, I'm following. But first, let me go home, say goodbye to my family. Jesus said, whoever puts his hand to the plow does not look back. Here we are. Here these three occasions that we told about in the gospel. The first one, I follow you. And Jesus says, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, the Son of Man has no place to go. In other words, if you follow me, we're going to be on the moon. There'll be no Hilton hotel to stay at. There'll be no five-star restaurant along the way to go to. There'll be no Tanzanis to get pizza at. In other words, follow me. And it will be a sacrifice. So, next, Jesus says, follow me. This person says, whenever you're here, you can't hear me through the mask.
No, I have a speaker.
Can you get behind one of the
mics? Thank you.
Any better? I'll start again. Everything I've said. Sorry about that. Then let's go back and say that after Jesus has called this person, he has said to them that foxes have holes and birds have nests, but there's nowhere for the Son of Man to lay his head. In other words, it's going to be, if you follow me, we're going to be on the moon. And it's not going to be a soft ride at all. Does that summarize something for you? Those of you who couldn't quite hear? Okay. Hope so. All righty, so then next comes this person, and Jesus says, follow me, and he says, well, let me bury my father first, and Jesus says to him, let the dead bury their dead, but claim the kingdom of God. So, we might need to remember that, as Jesus has said to his first person, count the cost to follow me. It's to this second person that Jesus says, follow me and let me bury my father first. Well, it has occurred to you that his father might still be alive and that Jesus is saying, don't put it off. Seize the moment. This person may be saying, I'll wait until later, till my father dies. There's even a story that Dr. Barclay tells in his comment about the fact that a scholarship was offered to a person, and he did not accept because his father was still alive and in his 40s. How long would that be? So, count the cost. Seize the moment. Then we come to this third one, and he says, let me say goodbye to my family. Jesus is saying to me, put your hand to the plow and don't look back. And we remember that if you were doing an old-fashioned plow, and if you look back, you're not going to be able to do a straight furrow. So Jesus is saying to him and to us, put your hand to the plow. Don't be looking back. Be looking forward. We're Easter people here. Every Sunday is a little Easter. And we rejoice in that. And we look forward. Now, the thing about it is that what we need is to put our hands to the plow. Go ahead. And even gesture. Put your hand to the plow. Touch it. Feel it. Be there with it. And remember that we'll be slipping back frequently. And we need to go back. And again, touch the plow. Keep going back. We slip back. Say our confession. We hear our absolution. We know God forgives us our sins. And we can go back to that plow. Put our hands on it. And we can be, say flowers for Jesus. We continue. Go back, touch that flower, and be flowers for Jesus. I was going to say that. I don't think I've ever said that before. Amen, amen.